With that, we're going to go to public comment. Teresa, do you have the sheet that went around? And let me see. Okay, so we have a half an hour, and given the number of names, we can allot at least 2 minutes to each person, and then if we have some extra time, we can come back to people who haven't spoken. The first, is there somebody who can keep time and show the speaker wherever they stand when they have 30 seconds left? And when they're at time, will anybody volunteer to do that? Sandra? Okay, so if you could face Sandra when you're speaking. Ted Weisgall is the first speaker.
Hello, old friends and new. It's also goodbye, I think, because I'm here tonight. I've given you a statement. And in that statement, I'm asking you to terminate the employment of Dwayne Bradley as the general manager of the KPFT radio station. Lonnie Hicks just made a great presentation and shared with you many of the ideas he has on how this foundation might go forward. Many of us have ideas on how to make Pacifica go forward. But here at KPFT in Houston, and my statement addresses this, we have no collaboration. We have a general manager who is a dictator. I elaborate in detail the ways he has demonstrated that dictatorship, and I've been beating my head against a wall. 3 years on the local station board, 2 years or so before that as the parliamentarian for this foundation, and I've seen nothing. I thought there would be a big wheel with many spokes, and lots of progressive organizations would be a part of Pacifica. But here in Houston, people have left. They've left in droves. I never thought I would be one of them, but now I am. If you check out what I've written, ask him during his report tomorrow or Sunday. If you find out that what I have asserted is right, and for most of this I've gotten validation from Otis McClay, if you found out whether I am right, then fire him. You know, if you don't find out that I'm right, then okay, keep him. But I'm sure that my assertions are correct. I would love to talk with you about this and answer any questions. I don't know how much time is left, but what?
5 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, to be reduced to 2 minutes after all of this work that I've done for the last 5 years for this foundation, it's really disconcerting.
Thank you, Ted. The next person is Ken Freeland. Recognize Odie's.
I spoke to Ted about this and I read it. And there are things in there which are factual. There are also things in there which are assertions that Ted has made. So to the factual things, which anybody can ask me if they want, I will say, yeah, that's true. But as to the assertions, those are assertions.
Right.
I can't attest to assertions. Okay.
Thank you.
Evening. Before I begin, I'd like to ask Lydia if she gave the petition to the board that I gave you.
I gave the petition. I only have one copy that you gave me, and I gave it to the chair of the board. And I also called Jack Van Aken from KPFK because I know that he had been privy to some of the I also spoke to Jack Van Aken from the the election committee at KPFK because I know he had been privy to some of the mishaps with the election count. At Houston. My understanding was that the software was corrupted. That is it, Melinda, who does the count.
I'll speak to that directly. I just wanted to know if the petition has been presented to the board.
It was presented. I gave it to the chair because it needs to be agendized if we were going to consider it. But
okay. Well, I want to point out before I begin that there's a typo in the petition where it says which opportunity has not been denied him should read which opportunity has been denied him. Okay. And there's copies of this for people that would like to look at it. I'd like to welcome you all to Houston. As many of you know who served on last year's PNB, I submitted formal complaints about the conduct of National Elections Supervisor Les Radke requesting the ED's investigation and the termination of Pacifica's contract with him. My appeal was greeted by your silence. I'm here tonight to reiterate a number of charges, all of which are documented in the 29 pages, which I ask to be read into the record, of the corruption of the elections process at KPFT by Tucker Bradley and Les Bradke, whose completely fabricated and slanderous statement that I had assaulted this woman has been used recently to cause my physical removal from the station by police. KPFT is becoming more and more like a police state every day, and you all need to look at it. I want to second the emotion of the original speaker, the earlier speaker tonight, that Dwayne Bradley has had his hand in all of this. I was officially announced as a winner in the PNB elections of this year. Subsequent to that announcement, someone who does not want me on the PNB complained about a problem with the tabulation software. Later, after they'd been taken to another room, ballots were produced which, when hand-counted, conflicted with the original tally. Though KPFT delegates never agreed to any other outcome, Susan Young has since asserted that my election was thereby invalidated. In the interest of fairness, I ask to see the original tally and to inspect the software, the same one that has been used for previous LSB votes. This request has still not been honored. You have before you a petition signed by three KPFT LSB members asking you not to seat listener candidates until a thorough investigation can be conducted. Anything less would make a mockery of our election process. Does this add up? Yes, it adds up. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist to do the math. The only question remaining is whether the current national board, like last year's, will sit silently and collude with this corruption or will instead confront it. You're asked not to accept Les Radke's whitewash. His preliminary report did not even mention his banning of me from electoral activities.
Hi.
I request another minute.
Does anybody on the board object?
I'm the last local station board member. I'd like one more minute, please, to finish my comments.
Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you. These elections could not have been conducted in a more unfair manner, and their result is therefore dubious. How can they be certified as fair? New elections may, in fact, be necessary. And as to the KPFT PNB elections, if you accept Susan Young's claim rather than the officially announced results without first investigating the matter and assuring that local delegates can do the same, then you are, in the famous words of Eldridge Cleaver, not part of the solution. You're therefore part of the problem. This weekend is your last chance to judge these matters for yourselves. Your failure to assure justice in both these instances will guarantee that this judgment will be made by a higher authority. I ask that all of the documentation I provided be read into the record of this meeting, including audio tape of an elections committee meeting where I was purposely excluded from participation in giving my testimony that would have been possible to bring forward today. I ask that it be read into the record. I ask for a motion to that effect.
We'll consider that at the end.
Mr.
Uzel. We'll consider that after.
He's your secretary?
He's our recording secretary, yes. We'll consider that after we hear public comment, and I have a question for our attorney about that.
Listeners can access these documents on unionpacifica.org. They're copies for the audience.
Thank you. The next person is Teresa Allen.
Welcome to Houston, everyone. I want to thank the people of Media Source for making this facility available to us. We have, yes. And in these days of media consolidation, we have so much in common with the people that work in this facility, and I encourage you to get to know them and forge some bonds. Also do encourage you to clean up after yourself. There's really not supposed to be anything in this studio but water. So if you spill anything, I would you know, well, you're not going to take anything in here other than water from now on, so you won't have to worry about soaking it up. And there will be places for you to recycle aluminum if you're drinking sodas and recycle the plastic. So please don't just throw them away. And don't throw away the silverware either. Thanks to Deb Shafto, who's doing the dishes by hand.
Wow.
We are environmentally correct, at least a little bit.
Mr. Weisgall, that's quite out of order and disrespectful. Members of the public have the right to speak on whatever topic they choose to.
All right. Well, you know, I would like to call this to your attention. I did attempt, based upon what Mr. Freeland has described as an election problem, and someone gave their point of view what happened, and I emailed them personally, and I said, this is what happened from my point of view. And, you know, he had said, you know, so-and-so is horrible, and they changed the vote because of so-and-so. And I said, actually, no, I was counting the votes. Evelyn Bethune got 6 number one votes, and Wendy Schrell got 6 number one votes. Sandra Rawline got 6 number one votes, and Ken got 5. He got less number two votes than everybody. He got less number three votes than everybody. Can you just give me 30 more seconds?
Did you deduct the time that I interrupted?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry I talked about the recycling then. And cleaning up after yourself. But anyway, so when I wrote this person and said, actually, this is how it came down, his response was, I don't trust you or Deb Shafto. You have evil intentions.
That's not true.
Don't.
That's a lie.
That's what he said.
That's not true.
That's an even. That's a
true. Your time, Teresa. Teresa. Teresa, your time.
Okay. Anyway, this was a private email to me. I hope that you have a more collaborative, conducive experience
email.
On the national
Let's
board.
See the email.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See the email.
The next person is Joseph Kay.
Welcome you all to Houston.
Welcome. Thank you.
Wendy, hold that mic. Okay. I believe that this board has important duties and responsibilities in attempting to shape the mechanism, the means by which this organization, Pacifica, and its component radio stations should exist and prosper and move ahead, or get stuck in intern assigned conflicts, which seem to be resulting from possibly a lack of clarity in the bylaws with regard to conflict resolution, especially when there are assertions about things that are not subject to a review by an independent body as to the veracity, the truth, or the evidence that would either back that assertion or not, or deny it. So we have a lot of conflict, counter-conflict going on all the time in a lot of the meetings of the board and of the committees. And I've perceived that, and that's part of why I ran for the board and was elected, and somebody said, condolences to you. And I truly appreciate that serving on the board where there is such amount of conflict is energy-draining, counterproductive, without having a means to address the conflicts in a way that has integrity. Because we have these rules because they are needed to guide us in our conduct, our behavior, and whether or not we manage to achieve things by being coherent with each other and aligned and harmonious using our energies and resources, of which we have a limit. Now, failing to do those things seems to burn up a lot of energy and probably reduces the possibility for us generating through brainstorming and other ways mechanisms and solutions to many of the problems we face, including fundraising, collaborations with other organizations, expanding our listener base, going out into the community with other NGOs who are like-minded 501c3 charitable organizations to, with coalitions, work to achieve something. Because we serve them and they serve us.
Thank you.
We can grow together.
Thank you very much. Masood?
Welcome everyone to Houston. I didn't plan to talk tonight, but to be honest with you, when I listened to all of you, I was really impressed by the history of each of you bringing to the PMB. It's always good when you are part of a meeting that goes back to 1905, which was the greatest experiment in political change in history. And I appreciate that. And also, I really appreciate the positive energy that I see in this body right now compared to other meetings we had. But I just want to make it very short. Today, on the news, the White House new policies, shoot to kill. And tomorrow, we're going to have a demonstration against war, which KPFD is involved tomorrow. It just shows the political situation is how it's going. And one way is going toward extreme right, and the other way, the public opinion going to, toward left. And it gives opportunity for Pacifica to become really a big media with a lot of supporters and sponsors and listeners. So we have a lot of problem, internal problem, which is very normal. And I really seriously ask you to think about what Ken and everybody else says. Always minority right is very important for every democratic organization. Don't take it lightly, but quick, find a solution. The only problem is when this problem comes out, we drag it for a long time, and that hurts the foundation. That needs to be changed. Do not cut it short. Do not take it lightly, but at the same time, do not give it too much weight. The last thing I want to say, I'm trying to stay in 2 minutes. For the after a long time, for first time, KPFD with a wonderful team is putting together the first newspaper, and I think that's going to be a big change for our radio station with that newspaper, which is by and for listeners, programmers, and KPFD community. We're going to expand. We are going to different communities that my friend Joseph talked about. That's important part of our plan for the immediate future, be in the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Deb Shapto?
I hope I'll be brief. I think it's obvious, it's certainly obvious to those of us in Houston, that there are several different styles of management and managing management. To come up behind someone who's doing the best they can at any given time and harangue them and tell them how wrong they are and how bad they are and how they haven't done this and they haven't done that and just generally harass the bejesus out of them is no way, in my estimation, to work with management. And then to turn around after that harangue, after threatening somebody's job, and expect collaboration, how on earth could that be possible? It can't. What it has done is forced those of us who take a more moderate approach. I personally believe that whoever is doing any job, you see what you can do to help them make it better. If you can do something, if you're really hopeless, well, nobody's tried yet. But if it's really hopeless, okay, get rid of them. But we are ages from that. You have to try to work collaboratively first. And to be hollering constantly for somebody's job is not a help. You can see some of the outbursts, some of the kind of interchanges we have. Everybody knows we have to stop this. This is no way forward. All I ask is that you read and listen with a sense of what you know the cast of characters is about.
Jane Jackson. Do you want to do it from there, Jane? Can somebody?
I think that you're all sitting down, so we take place if you want to stand up.
Richard, right there. Great, thank you very much.
Dave, I'll read as quickly as I can. Good evening. Good evening. Those I know, and I look forward to knowing those new PBNB members. I am here for one primary reason beyond my basic interest in this network that educated me. Our nation is deep into war making, which added tremendously to the numbers of profoundly disabled persons in the United States and in Iraq. April 07 is the 30th anniversary of the date HEW Secretary Joe Califano signed the regulations to enforce disabled people's civil rights. The first step required all recipients of federal funds must be an assessment and transition plan to determine the attitudinal and physical barriers, how they will be removed, the cost and source of funds. Your outgoing board moved unanimously to provide those for all five stations, the national office, and the archives by the end of April 07. So, by May Day, I will be expecting them. Some time ago, before he became your House counsel, I asked Dan Siegel to serve as a negotiator between KPFA and the community of people with disabilities. He replied, I won't sue KPFA. Neither do I want to sue Pacifica. But I will walk the walk as I have most of my life, and I will take legal action if Pacifica continues to put one-third of the civil rights troika of race, gender, and disability, a community that excludes nobody, off your shelf. You all have an equal opportunity to join. And guess you who still get delayed membership as long as empowered. I am very concerned that any kinds of means have been and are being deflected your commitment to the listener sponsors who pay the bills. I am here not at all well, but given a new lease on life thanks to a wonderful bladder surgery, was announced he yanked me from the jaws of death. Since I'm here, I simply want to smile through the pain at the admonishment of all my youngest daughter. Lou Hill went to prison to protect his beliefs. Mom, are you willing to do the same? The answer is yes. I didn't emerge as an activist. Living in Jim Crow, North Carolina, that evolved into going to Montgomery, Alabama, December 5, 1955, 7 months pregnant, with my daughter who said, smile, Mom. Remind them of the unconstituted positive fallout from our sponsorship of Amy Goodman and Democracy Now. Her voice guided me to 90.1 this morning. I would feel blessed if I could ever achieve her courage to act on her instincts, a craft and a fair contract for Democracy Now and Pacifica, please. Lastly, Oakland has our new mayor, a treasure of a politician, known to his ex-colleagues in the United States House of Representatives as the conscience of the U.S. Congress. I look for working out belonging to a new beginning in Oakland and discussed on our young people who are our future. I hope I get some KPFA support for many micro methods of organizing diverse youth to work together. Mr. Siegel, Guma, Hicks, and Ms. Ruggio can count on me. And very last, I forwarded a letter about some serious financial questions that I believe deserved answers. It went to Dave, Greg, Lonnie, Lavarne, to the KPFA LSB, and beyond, and has received absolutely no reply from anyone. How can you plan barrier removal with such unclear or questionably accurate financials? I expect answers by May 4. May Day, excuse me. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jane. Wesley Bethune.
This is the belly of the beast. This is the home of Halliburton, Bechtel, et cetera, ad nauseum. I'm sorry, my throat is a little scratchy. I'm very encouraged by Lonnie's presentation, showing that by having our programming, progressive programming, as a highlight to draw in new people. Unfortunately, we seem to go after the money interests who, money's a good thing. It's the slogan of the United States, take the money. I understand that. But they absolutely refuse to give up any of the drive time or weekend time for the music toward, instead of, you know, progressive programming. You know, they are the big money folks that love music so much. They don't like to hear progressive stuff during these times. And they will withdraw their money from us if we violate them. So what I would hope is that Lonnie's presentation would encourage us to go after the common man and woman, the students, the teachers, the working people of this city, the city of 4 million, and try to bring them in. Get their money. It may not be a big whopping sum. It'll be little bits as they can afford since they're not rich people. I just wanted to thank Lonnie again for showing us that we don't have to be scared no more.
Thank you. Dean Becker?
Okay. My name is Dean Becker. Each week I produce 9 radio programs about the harms of the drug war. We broadcast on 69 affiliates thus far in the U.S. and Canada. I hear the need for new affiliates. I hear the need for more money. I hear the need for more listeners. My programs can do that for the sisters and for any affiliate who wants to join up. I interview judges, congressmen, scientists, doctors, lawyers, patients, prisoners, providers, and priests. I am a former cop. I'm a current member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and I claim, thus far, 4 years, no one's ever gone against me, that there is no truth, justice, logic, scientific fact, in fact, no reason for this drug war to exist, and I seek your support. I seek to bring more money to Pacifica. I seek to bring more listeners to the radio, and I seek to bring more dollars to help us grow and expand that knowledge base. You can listen to hundreds of my programs online at drugtruth.net for the Drug Truth Network. And I thank you for this time to make this request, this outreach. Thank you.
We're writing it down.
Emmett Abadi Doe.
Well, I see the emperor still has no clothes, because for you gentlemen to come, ladies and gentlemen, to come back to this, to come back to Houston and come back into this room where a crime was perpetrated years ago and repeated again, is shame on all of you. I wanted to talk about Jane Tucker Bradley's outstanding job in suppressing debate, depressing listener participation, and manipulating the vote. But I don't know who to thank in terms of who the puppeteer is that's pulling her strings. But the election at KPFT was absolutely phony. And if you wanted to know, you could find out. But again, when you talk about bringing in involvement, et cetera, just look at this room. This is a disgrace. This room isn't big enough. This room is not big enough to invite anybody else. Most of the people in here are hacks, stooges, employees, special interests. You don't have any listeners here. You don't have any room for any listeners here. So obviously, y'all don't want any listeners here. Y'all are bullshitting. Because if you wanted to have listeners here with a signal that reaches out to 100,000 people every day, you could fill several rooms if you wanted to, but obviously you don't want to. This is a charade, and it's a shame. And then you allow 2 minutes based on some magical number that you assess to, again, depress and suppress listener comments that you might want to know what's going on outside of the ivory tower that you guys have built for yourselves. So it's really, you know, I don't see anybody blushing, and that's a shame because that would show some kind of conscience, because there's no reason whatsoever that a meeting for the Pacifica Network National should be held in a thimble, and you have the nerve to clap about it.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in public comment?
I'd like Susan.
Susan, Stephen? Go ahead, Susan.
Hello, I'm Susan Young. I'm a member of the local station board. I am the chair, third year in a row. I wanted to welcome you all to Houston. This is the only station in a red state. We are damn proud of it. We are on the front line. Learn from us. I am not going to take time to rebut the complaints that have been here today. Like Masood, I believe that this is a part of free speech, and Bill O'Reilly's approach to public comment and to management is fine for many, and it is very much a part of the culture, but I don't want to take the time with that. If there are responses to any factual questions that anybody has, all of us are available for those. What I would like to do, however, is to say thank you to all the staff. Thank you, Dan Siegel. Thank you, Greg Guma, for the great work that you're doing, the help that you do for us, and for weathering through the difficulty of working in a very toxic storm environment. And I also would like to say that Wesley Bethune's goal to bring in more people beyond the choir to this radio and to this effort is discouraged when the same voices come out over and over again and are full of hate and anger. There are many good things to say about what's happening here. Dean Becker, his show is unbelievable, and he had great hours on today. Connect the Dots, Access This, The Prison Show, the work done by Joseph and Masood and others in going to the MLK March and putting on MLK's Martin Luther King's words as the only sound during the silent march. Brian DeShazer and Obadike Kamau and Dwayne Bradley going over to Texas Southern University today and presenting them with the Pacifica archives of whatever we get.
Like 20,000.
At any rate, I mean, it is of Barbara Jordan's speech for which they had the actual award, and what we had on our archives was the speech that she made when we received the award. That is fantastic. We are doing strategic planning. We have prepared a management review report, the annual report. It was passed unanimously by our board and sent to Greg Guma. It did not call for anybody to be terminated, I think the word is. And we are completing a What's Up campaign, which is fundraising in order to go to 1,000 watts and to go digital. We have got a great deal that is happening here. We are delighted to have you here. It's a great city. KPFT is a great station. 35 years bombed twice by the KKK when we started. We rock.
Thank you.
Good evening. I was listening to Lonnie's report. I agree with all of his facts about the declining listenership for radio, but his conclusions, I feel, are wrong about Pacifica. Most of the radio entities that are declining are mature entities. They have no more headroom. Pacifica has been infantilized for almost all of its existence. It has never, ever penetrated the audience potential that it has. There is plenty of headroom for Pacifica to increase its audience by huge amounts if it increases its public profile. It has never done that. It has never been able to make use of other media to promote itself by using jujitsu. There are ways to do it. Pacifica has never wanted to do it. It's time that it explored some of those means, and they are available. Pacifica's prospects are not declining, even in radio, as radio itself declines.
Thank you. Now, Ken Freeland asked for a document to be read in the record. I just wanted to ask our counsel, in agreeing to incorporate any document provided to us into our record, are we doing anything that would create any exposure? Is there anything that if we adopted something that was, for example, defamatory towards someone? Because not having looked at it, we have no idea the content. So if it's specified that it was requested by a listener, do we create any exposure by doing that?
No, we don't. I think that any time a listener or a member wants something to be included in the record of the meeting, that's certainly something we can do, and it's that person's statement, not Pacifica's.
Okay. Given that, is there a motion to have the by read into the record? I assume you mean incorporated with the minutes, not that it will be vocally read. Is there a motion to read the document in the record?
I'll move it.
Is there a second? It was moved by Schrall.
Which document?
The document that was that Ken requested be added to the record. It's been seconded. Is there any need for debate? Seeing no debate, is there any objection to doing that? Seeing none, it'll be read into the record. Okay, with that, we convene here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And what we're going to be doing is the election of officers and committee members. So please spend some time tonight thinking about which committees you want to serve on. I sent out an email about a week ago enumerating the committees. Think about which committees you want to serve on so we can do that quickly. Now, what time is Donna here? Does anybody know what time we have to be downstairs at the hotel?
8:30
sharp, so that we get here on time. And so you know, the media source is going to be, if my understanding is correct, Teresa, the media source is going to be televising the thematic discussion on distribution goals for 2000 and, I believe, the public comment that will follow it, as well as, I believe, the thematic discussion on community membership and community programming development and outreach goals for 2007. I'll check that, but that was the idea. So is there a motion to adjourn for the evening?
So
any objections?
Ted,
yes.
I made a request in the document I distributed to you to also have it included in the record. I can email it to you.
Okay, Ted Weisgall has also asked that the document he distributed be read into the record. Is there a motion to that effect?
I thought we
adopted
that.
Pardon
me?
It's a different document.
Different person.
I move.
Any objection? That will be read into the record, and now we'll adjourn. Thank you. Oh, one other point. I said the board calendar would be done. Part of the board calendar would be done on Sunday. We actually have time in the agenda tomorrow for scheduling our meetings for the year.